Russia's president is also being criticized by Ukrainian Americans watching the violent confrontations going on in their home country. Ukrainians in the U.S. tend to side with those protesting in Kiev's Independence Square. They're angry that President Viktor Yanukovych chose a closer relationship with Russia over a deal with the EU. The Philadelphia area is home to more than 55,000 people of Ukrainian ancestry. NPR's Jeff Brady reports the community is holding rallies and lobbying their members of Congress.
Outside Philadelphia, in front of an old elementary school that's been converted into a Ukrainian community center, about 6 people waved blue and gold flags last night and sang Ukraine's national anthem. As the song ends, a man shouts, "Glory to Ukraine," and the crowd responds, "Glory to the heroes." Some at this rally were born in Ukraine. Others trace their ties through parents and grandparents. Christina Chorpita says her family left when she was a toddler, but she still visits Ukraine often.
I cannot stand what Yanukovych is doing to my country.
Many here echo reports that political corruption has worsened under President Viktor Yanukovych. Osip Roshka held the corner of a banner that read simply, "Sanctions," asking for economic sanctions to be levied against Ukraine's leaders, including Yanukovych.
He is an anti-democratic tyrant who listens to the commands of Putin.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is another name mentioned frequently at this rally. The protests in Kiev started in November after Yanukovych rejected a pending treaty with the European Union in favor of deeper financial ties to Russia. The vast majority of Ukrainian Americans want the country to move westward and be more independent of Russia, says Princeton University professor of politics Mark Beisinger.
Many of them come from the western portion of Ukraine that is associated with the pro-EU position.
Beisinger says Ukrainian Americans also want the U.S. and Europe to take a stronger position on the conflict.
The emigre community is interested in ensuring that we do something, and to do something soon.
President Obama issued a statement yesterday during his trip to Mexico.
The United States condemns in the strongest terms the violence that's taking place.
Back at the Ukrainian Community Center, rally organizer Ulana Mezerkevich read the entire statement over a loudspeaker. People at this rally say they're calling their members of Congress, asking for things like sanctions. The president of the Ukrainian Center, Sofia Koropetsky, says her community is hopeful for change in Ukraine. But for now, all they can do is keep up with the news and hold rallies.
I think people just feel they need to do something. And it's not going to accomplish anything. It's just, you know, that we just want to show solidarity. We just want, you know, people driving by to see what's going on.
And she hopes some of those people in cars will get curious and learn more about what's happening now in Ukraine. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Philadelphia.